did the segment on my August book of the month, Coyote America by Dan Flores, the history of this incredible creature here in North America. They are everywhere. And we thought we would talk to somebody, an old friend of the show that we know sees coyotes all the time and lives with them. Let's open the door and welcome Mushmouth Thomas into the studio.
Oh, Mushmouth.
What you doing?
Hey, Mushmouth, how are
good
you?
I'm doing good. I'm having a prickly Wednesday. Prickly Wednesday.
Yeah.
A funny little story.
Okay.
This morning, I woke up and... Y'all can totally use that if you want, that story.
The fact that you woke up, that's
I'm cool with it. I'm cool. You know, it's not that big. I mean, maybe geofencing. Don't want that story getting out nationally or anything.
Okay, well, geofencing.
But if y'all want to tell a few friends, they're cool. They're cool.
Okay.
What y'all up to?
Well, we were just talking about this book I read about coyotes, and we know that you see them all the time,
I
right?
I love Arizona hockey. Yeah.
No,
Let's talk about it, Mom. Let's talk about it.
Well, no, we're talking about the actual animal.
And that team has actually moved. So.
Oh, the hell?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me write that down. Hold on. I got to learn how to write first. Hold on. This will take a few months. Just hold on.
We don't have time for
a few months.
Okay. Just remind me, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I know a lot about coyote animal.
You do?
You do?
Yeah. I was married to a coyote for many years.
You were?
Yeah. She was a bitch, ma.
Oh, hey.
That's what you call female coyote.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's what you call him. Okay. Is that offensive?
Okay.
Not offensive.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, she was a pretty good wife, you know. She made me the best garbage sandwiches.
Garbage sandwiches.
Yeah, so good. She would take like two pieces of bread and like put a shoe and a diaper between them. Oh, so good.
That sounds pretty nasty.
Yeah, we were married for like 17 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but I found her in bed with another mushmouth. So that was really shocking because at the time I didn't even know there was another mushmouth.
I didn't either. This is news to us.
Yeah. And so I bust in bedroom and like mushmouth, the other mushmouth, he raised his back wing at me. So I readied my stinger.
And you have like, a stinger?
And like the joey in his pouch made a snide remark at me. So I pull a knife out that I keep out of my gills, you know? A knife out of my gills and do it at his antlers. So that's like a whole scene.
Yeah.
A whole scene.
Yeah, so violent.
What? Yeah, but man, it was wild. We got kicked out of the W. So
I can't imagine they let you in the W.
Yeah, so needless to say, we go through divorce.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She get big settlement from it.
Like what she get?
You have a lot? See,
she got my collection of possum dung and my pile of sticks.
Okay.
And she was awarded half the videotape collection. You know, I have lots of footage that I shot of a pile of dirt.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
She got over 700 hours of pile of dirt footage.
Okay.
I know I've never gotten you to answer this question, but what are you?
Yeah. You think Shotty's going to get it done, man?
I don't know. We were just talking about that a little bit ago.
I tell you, man, two things I don't understand. How coyotes survive in urban environment.
Yeah.
And how come Ranger can't score runs this year? Yeah. What go on?
It's a good
mystery.
One.
What's deal, man?
I don't know.
What no deal? One, I mean,
no
is Poochie just not the guy anymore?
We don't know what deal.
Hey, you guys coming to my sweet 1600 birthday party?
You're that old?
Yeah, turning 1600 on August 30th.
Okay.
Very specific.
Yeah, I thought you guys would like to come out to the roller rink, you know, just hang. Have
just
a little cake.
Out, okay.
Have a little cake, hang out and everything. Yeah. By the way, enjoying podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're able to stream.
Y'all going to have Troy on again?
Well, hope so.
Yeah, in a few weeks.
He's on like all your podcasts.
Well,
hey, what's the deal with Hardline, man?
Well, they're doing great.
They don't return my smoke signals anymore.
I didn't know they ever did.
Yeah, I got bad news.
Oh, no.
I got bad news.
What
is it?
I'm moving to Montana.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
got an IT job lined up up there. Pretty good little benefits.
You do not have an IT job.
Pretty good bennies, so, you know.
You're not getting bennies.
Well, we'll miss you.
Say goodbye to you guys.
Oh.
And tell you, I leave you with this story. The other day, I was behind a Walmart drinking out of an old tuna can filled with rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
So just another relatable tale for your audience if you want to use
okay,
it.
Okay, if we want to
use
it.
Yeah, you can use that on air, too. And I brought something for Cray.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I brought something for you, Cray. It's the bones of Fausto Coppi.
Oh, famous Italian cyclist.
Yeah, I was just wandering around, and I found him in this, like, this area that was fenced off. And there were all these bones that were buried there, and they had somebody come to and, like, labeled all the areas where the bones were as to who the bones were of. So pretty convenient little labeling system they had.
Why were his bones here?
I don't know. I don't know. No, this wasn't here. This was over there somewhere.
Oh, you were over there somewhere.
Yeah,
okay.
Across the salt water.
Oh, you
went
over there.
I don't know what you call that.
Ocean?
But yeah.
Okay.
Ocean, yeah.
Well, he can fly. So.
Yeah. Y'all can use that, and you can use the bones of Fausto Coppi, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
There goes Mushmouth Thomas.